something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah.
There's some Christians that are sickly. They're coming in and out of one sickness or the other. They always have some complaints. Today is my back, tomorrow is my front, my shoulder, my leg, my hand. They always are, oh, my head. Sickly. Often coming from the hospital. Oh, I'm just coming from the clinic. The next time you meet them, I'm on my way to the clinic. I just returned from the clinic. I was on leave. What sick leave? I just came back. I'm traveling. Medical examination. I just arrived from London. I was there for 3 weeks. Their journey is just from hospital to hospital. Medical attention all the time. Sickly among you. And they don't know why. The Bible tells us there's a cause. They don't discern the body of Christ. Go and listen to that message. It says, many are weak. 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 That means not strong, weak. Can't stand, though. Can't stand. We've not even started the standing. Can't stand, though. Please, chair. You want to sit? They are too weak for anything that has to be sustained for a long time. They're too weak. And they think it's nice. They think it's fashionable. You know, I'm don't say until they're angry. Ha! Then you know they are tigers. But when it comes to spiritual things, I love you, love. And I leave my voice. To worship you. Weak. Their own fasting is, it has to break at 11 a.m. They say, tomorrow is fasting. I have to wake up to eat. And doctor said I should not fast. Doctor said you should not fast. Don't fast. Listen, if you don't fast when you should, you might be fasting when you shouldn't. You know what it is to be fasting when you shouldn't? You are unable to eat. No one will instruct you to fast then. You just can't eat. They'll bring food and say, I can't take it. But if you fast when you should, brother. For this cause, it says, many are weak and sickly. Sickly. And many sleep.
All right. Acts chapter 13, from verse 36. I'm going to go into the next two verses. For David, after he had served his own generation, oh, by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, oh God, hallelujah. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, the word to read, remission, the remission of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which he could not be justified by the law of Moses. Through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things. What a reason to preach the gospel. What a reason. What a reason to preach the gospel. Through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins, the removal of sins, the blotting out of sins. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which even the law of Moses couldn't help you. You know, in understanding the message that he brought to us, he told us, do this in remembrance of me. This is my body, which is broken for you. And then we read, we are all one bread. And that the bread that we break is a communion of the body of Christ. So we are one with him. The cup that we drink is our communion of the blood of Christ. But we know what this means. His body was put on that cross. He died. His blood was shed. He gave up his life for us. So every time we break bread, he says, remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. Every time we break bread, there's something about our fellowship of his body and his blood. Through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. Think about it. All your sins are gone because of this man, Jesus. All your sins paid for by his blood. Every time you do anything wrong, every time you say anything wrong, every time you think anything wrong, the blood of Jesus Christ is the answer. Through this man is preached unto you the remission of sins. Your life is purified by his blood. Your walk is purified by his blood. Why wouldn't you take the communion so seriously? The remission of sins. How big is this? Without the remission of sins, righteousness would have never been possible. When he removed our sins, it became a righteous thing for God to declare us righteous. And at once to be recreated in Christ Jesus, because all sins were paid for by his blood. No one owed God anything anymore. What was needed now was the power over sin. Remission of sins had been done by his blood. Now, life to be sinless. Life more powerful than sin needed to be given. And in Christ Jesus, that became assured. He says to us, do this in remembrance of me. That takes me to the next thing, which is his church. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, look at it quickly. And I say also unto thee, that thou art who? Peter. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. How many of you believe that? Do you believe it?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with SeaTunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through SeaTunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on SeaTunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a SeaTunes host. Register at www.seatunes.org/go loud. Download the SeaTunes app today.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy 197, by Bure Road, Wellington. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 232-766-513-319 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.